The content of this program is intended for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be presenting the latest vision news. Today's vision news is underwritten by the Apex Lions Club, serving the community since 1937 by providing services and financial support for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. To learn more about the services provided by the Apex Lions Club, go to apexlions.org. First up, we have Happy Holidays from NCRS, North Carolina Reading Service, Holiday Hours. The NCRS will be closed for the Thanksgiving holiday on November 22, 23, and 24. We will also be closed on December 23, 24, 25, and 26, as well as December 31 and January 1. We wish you and your family a happy and safe holiday season. I've seen and met angels wearing the disguise of ordinary people living ordinary lives, quote by Tracy Chapman. Celebrate the season with NCRS. You and a guest are warmly invited to our annual holiday open house. Please join us the week of Monday, December 11th through Friday, 15th, 2023, from 11:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. You're welcome to bring a friend with you to learn more about the reading service and meet the NCRS home team. Please RSVP to Missy at ncreadingservice.org by Friday, December 8th, 2023, and let us know what day you can join us. We look forward to seeing you and yours for food, fun, and good cheer at our 2023 holiday open house. NCRS Board of Directors, Greg Suggs, President, Iris Green, Vice President, Sharon Benton, Secretary, Jim Cronin, Treasurer, Daryl Gordon, Lori Graves, Brandon Hare, Craig Hayward, Kim Otten, Robert Parrish, Patricia Sykes, Past President, George Douglas, Co-Founders, Ben Eason, deceased, Dr. Ed Funkhauser. Contact NCRS staff, May Tran, Executive Director, May at ncreadingservice.org, Missy Hollander, Production and Volunteer Manager, Missy at ncreadingservice.org, Liz Elliott, Developmental Coordinator, Liz at ncreadingservice.org. Thank you to our friends, supporters, and volunteers for celebrating our 40th anniversary with us at the 2023 New Visions Gala. We had our largest attendance to date. Almost 200 people attended this special fundraising event at the Hilton Raleigh North Hills, helping us raise approximately 25% of our annual budget. Thank you to everyone who attended or contributed to our annual New Visions Gala. Your generosity and support enables us to fill a vital role in replacing isolation with connections. NCRS exhibits at NCALA Conference. This past October, Development Coordinator Liz Elliott and Executive Director May Tran attended the North Carolina Assisted Living Association, NCALA, statewide conference. Over 300 representatives from senior living facilities from all of North Carolina were in attendance. It was a great opportunity to share information with many attendees about our services, including how people who are blind and print impaired can access the NCRS live broadcasts and pre-recorded programs. There's a list of tech tips and reminders for us insiders. And daylight savings times has ended. If you are the last person to leave in the evenings, please make sure to leave the outside light on when you leave. It's very hard to see the door codes in the early morning. Thank you for all you do for the reading service. From fightingblindness.org, we have Kiora, K-I-O-R-A, reports vision restoration in phase 1/2 clinical trial for photo switch therapy. Kiora Pharmaceuticals has announced some vision restoration for participants in Abacus-1, its phase 1/2 clinical trial in Australia, for KIO-301, a molecule designed to bestow light sensitivity to retinal ganglion cells in people with advanced retinitis pigmentosa, RP, and other retinal diseases. Results for 6 patients in the study were presented at a late-breaking presentation on November 4th at the American Academy of Ophthalmology Annual Conference, AAO 2023, during the Retina Subspecialty Day by Russell N. Van Gelder, MD, PhD, Professor and Chair, Department of Ophthalmology, University of Washington, School of Medicine. KIO-301 was initially tested in people who have lost all or most of their photoreceptors, the retinal cells that make vision possible, to an advanced retinal disease. Known as a photoswitch, the molecule enables retinal ganglion cells to respond to light, thereby working like a backup system for lost photoreceptors. Retinal ganglion cells, which are downstream from photoreceptors, often survive in advanced retinal disease but don't naturally respond to light. KIO-301 is delivered by a standard injection into the vitreous, the soft gel in the middle of the eye. One administration of the therapy appears to be effective for about a month. The 6 patients in Abacus 1 were split into 2 groups of 3. Cohort 1 patients had no light perception or bare light perception. Cohort 2 patients had enough vision to see hand motion or count fingers. 3 doses of KIO-301 were evaluated. Cohort 1 patients appeared to have improvements in their ability to perceive the direction of movement and or location of a window or lighted exit. Cohort 2 patients had improvements in visual fields, peripheral vision, as measured by a Goldman perimeter. Cohort 2 patients receiving the high dose had improvements in visual acuity, as measured by a Berkeley rudimentary vision test, a test designed to evaluate vision in people without enough vision to read any letters on a typical eye chart. Functional MRI showed an increase in visual cortex activity for patients in the trial. Eric Daniels, MD, Kiora's Chief Development Officer, noted that it is important not to come to any major conclusions about the drug at this early juncture, although the evaluation results point in the right direction. This drug appears to be safe, and it may support reanimation of the retina, said Dr. Daniels. It merits further study. In this case, a controlled, randomized study to further tease out the signal over randomness. Kiora is planning the Phase 2 Abacus 2 study at 3 sites in Australia. 20 patients will be enrolled. Patients will receive monthly injections for 3 months. The study will be controlled, double-masked. Patients and treating doctors won't know if they are getting treatment or control. And randomized. Patients will be randomly assigned to control or treatment group. Control patients will go on to receive active drug in an open-label extension. Kiora is planning to share trial data with the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. The company hopes to expand the study to the U.S. and the EU. The company is exploring the enrollment of patients with chorioideremia and Stargardt disease in a future clinical trial. The Foundation Fighting Blindness provided $1.3 million in funding through its Translational Research Acceleration Program and a Gund Harrington Scholar Award to Richard Kramer, Ph.D., University of California, Berkeley, for the development of related photo switches for restoring vision. From WFSB.com, Great Kids. UConn senior has limited sight but maintains a clear vision. Article by Wendell Edwards, published November 7th. Storrs, Connecticut. A UConn college senior, born legally blind, has found a way her whole life to overcome her disability. Jillian Milton sees the world a whole lot differently and from that point of view seeks to inspire others despite her limited sight. I can see 10% of what others can see, said Jillian. She was born 4 months premature, so her eyes weren't and never fully developed. She has had to learn to do a lot more with less, including being a member of the UConn marching band. She plays the marimba during football season and the clarinet in the pep band for UConn basketball and hockey games. Music is a passion, but her purpose is much bigger to achieve despite her blindness. Jillian said, I have different strategies for how I overcame this. In band, her sheet music is adapted to be larger. She uses an iPad and a Bluetooth pedal to turn the pages. Outside of band, her cane helps keep her steady. She admits that it can be exhausting. "My eyes get tired sometimes," said Jillian, "but I look at other blind musicians like Stevie Wonder and Matthew Whitaker, and they have less sight than I do." They serve as her inspiration. Now she wants to inspire others just like her. "I'm definitely a role model for other blind students," said Jillian. "I feel like I can help other individuals." She is the senior band student clearly motivated to make sure you see all of her clearly. Copyright 2023, WFSB, all rights reserved. From NationalDisabilityInstitute.org. Media Toolkit, National Disability Institute Executive Leadership. Thomas Foley, F-O-L-E-Y, J-D. Trained as a tax lawyer and financial planner, Mr. Foley has more than 30 years' experience serving the disability community by working toward greater economic inclusion. As a person who is blind, Mr. Foley has been an advocate and dedicated his career to partnering with other thought leaders to address the complex drivers of economic inequality and create pathways to employment and financial security for the most vulnerable communities. In addition, he has been instrumental in developing and influencing federal and state legislation to encourage employment and increase participation of people with disabilities in employment and wealth-building programs. He is the author of Equity, the first asset-building book for people with disabilities. Mr. Foley has worked closely with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, Department of Treasury, and multiple financial and community development institutions to design programs and provide technical assistance to better reach the disability community. Mr. Foley received his master's degree from the University of California, Berkeley, and earned a JD from Hastings College of the Law. Elizabeth Jennings. Elizabeth Jennings is the Deputy Director of National Disability Institute. Ms. Jennings has technical expertise in Social Security, work incentives, employment for individuals with disabilities, financial capability strategies, asset development, and the provision of training and technical assistance. Her experience includes serving as the Assistant Director of NDI's LEAD Center, Disability Impact Area Director for United Way of Palm Beach County, and Project Director of a Social Security Administration, SSA, funded Benefits Planning Assistant and Outreach Project, serving seven counties within South Florida, including Miami and Fort Lauderdale. Ms. Jennings has provided training to service providers on SSA work incentives, return to work practices, the link between employment and financial stability, and asset development strategies. Ms. Jennings completed her Master of Applied Positive Psychology at the University of Pennsylvania. Join us. National Disability Institute, NDI, is the first national nonprofit committed to increasing economic and employment inclusion for people with disabilities and their families. Sign up to learn more about our programs, to gain employment and financial support, increase financial capability through tax-advantaged savings accounts, find unique resources, funding, and opportunities for disability-owned small businesses and entrepreneurs. Learn about NDI's research, public policy, and DEIA leadership. There is a form that you fill out online requiring all the usual personal details. And I am interested in receiving more information about the following required. Either small business and entrepreneurship resources for people with disabilities, employment resources, benefits, housing, food, and credit resources, tax-advantaged savings accounts and other wealth-building tools, NDI's research policy and DEIA work, or none of the above. And another button to get started. NDI's contact is 1701 K Street, Northwest, Suite 1000, Washington, D.C., 20006. Phone 202-296-2040. Media Toolkit, Privacy Policy, Accessibility, and Board Portal Hot Links. Copyright 2019 to 2021. USAFundingApplications.org. Applications are now available. Each year, billions of dollars are awarded to individuals and businesses in the form of grants and other types of funding. Apply for your piece today. Let's get started. Select your type of funding: business, personal, community, education, real estate. Here's how it works. USA Funding Applications is an online funding application system that gives you access to over 20,000 application sources, including grants. Register. Easy to fill out. Your information is secure. Research. We provide the application sources and teach you how to apply. Apply. There's no limit to the number of grants and other sources you can apply to. There are testimonials. Where does the money come from? It's a documented fact that billions of dollars in free money are donated every year by American corporate giving programs, foundations, and other charitable institutions, individuals, and other agencies. We read daily about gigantic sums of funding being given to businesses and individuals just like you to help them fulfill their goals and dreams. But oftentimes, these people will not tell you how or where they got this funding. In order to know how and where to tap into these vast treasures, don't sit around and hope you hear it through the grapevine. Find out yourself with the help of USA Funding Applications. Many funding opportunities are awarded for projects and businesses for general operating expenses and other capital, such as a new building or major pieces of equipment. Sometimes you can also include inventory, salaries, labor, advertising, marketing, etc. Also remember that most funding is not available for personal expenses or paying off debt. But there are other assistance programs out there to help you out of your situation. Hot button to start the application process today. Here are the funding categories you'll have access to, with over 20,000 applications to apply to. Business, 10,122 applications. Community assistance, 12,232 applications. Education, 4,423 applications. Home buyers, 541 applications. Home repairs, 926 applications. Inventions, 266 applications. Minorities and demographic, 11,174 applications. Miscellaneous, 12,206 applications. Nonprofit, 11,406 applications. Personal assistance, 12,320 applications. Real estate, 1,085 applications. We've recently added the following number of applications. In the past week, 188 new applications. Last 30 days, 638 new applications. Last 90 days, 2,066 new applications. Get your piece of the funding pie. Don't worry about your present financial situation. Funding applications do not require collateral, credit checks, security deposits, or co-signers. You can apply even if you have a bankruptcy. Also remember that government funding is not available for personal expenses or paying off debt. But there may be other assistance programs out there to help you out of your situation. Don't wait. The money you need may be given to your neighbor if they qualify. Grant application services. In order for us to pay for the expenses we have incurred compiling this information, we are forced to charge a small $29.95 to cover our costs. The information also comes with a guarantee. If you apply for funding using one of the applications you find on our website and you don't receive funding, your membership fees will be refunded to you immediately. All you have to do is provide us with the name of the funding opportunity you applied for and a copy of the rejection letter you received from the funder. With your membership fee, you will have access to the applications and online training information through our members-only site. You can also cancel your membership at any time. How serious are you? Are you like most people and needed the money yesterday? If so, get registered today. Don't procrastinate. USA Funding Applications is here to help you get the info you need today, not next year. Change your future in 2023. If free funding to start a new business, expand your business, or complete a worthwhile project would change your life and benefit you for the rest of your life, what are you waiting for? Get registered today. We can help you find and apply for the money you need to change your life forever. We are funding-seeking specialists. Sign up today. The sad news is most people never apply for any kind of funding because they just don't know how or who to apply to. Not to mention the fact that they may think it is too hard. It may be easier than you may think, but you will never know until you try, so what are you waiting for? Copyright 2019, USA Funding Applications. From AARP, the magazine, August-September 2023 issue, there was a special section called Make Tech Work for You by Kim Komando, K-O-M-A-N-D-O. Our computers, our phones, our tablets, our watches are all devices of wonder that can make our lives easier, until they don't. There's no getting around it. These are complicated pieces of technology that can sometimes create as much frustration as benefit. So we turn to our experts, personal tech journalists who follow and report on device trends, as well as trainers at Senior Planet from AARP, a free service that helps older people understand and use technology better. They considered a number of common issues people share with their technology and provided their best tips and suggestions for addressing them. To round out our guide, we also tapped nationally syndicated radio host Kim Komando to share the tech advice she's given out the most this year, put together a cheat sheet for transitioning to a new computer, and offered up more resources to tap if we haven't addressed your specific tech needs. Our goal, like yours, make the technology in your life easier to use so it can make your life easier to enjoy. Signed, the editors. In the few minutes I have remaining, I will select excerpts from this section. Cell phone providers promise inexpensive rates, but then the bill contains extra fees and charges. What can I do? Cellular plans can be confusing. Most promote unlimited talk, texting, and wireless data, but the data may be capped or throttled after a certain level of usage. Then there are the taxes and fees, which can add $10 or more per month to your bill. They might be called a universal service fund fee, a regulatory charge, an administrative charge, a 911 surcharge, a utility user tax, or just taxes. One tip, look for a flat rate plan that includes all taxes and fees, though there might be exceptions for international roaming charges. Some other ways you can reduce your bill? Ask about discounted rates for making automatic payments with a credit or debit card. Sign up for a family plan or agree to a 2-year contract. Some service providers also offer special plans for older customers. Signed, Jason R. Rich. How can I post the same picture or video on different social media platforms at once? Facebook and Instagram are owned by the same company. To link accounts on a mobile device, tap on the 3 horizontal lines at the top right on Instagram, then tap Settings and Privacy. Tap on Accounts Center. Tap on Add Accounts and follow the on-screen instructions. If you want to post photos or videos simultaneously on social media platforms from other companies, such as Twitter, you need an online social media tool, such as Buffer or Hootsuite. Signed, S.F. Organize better. I can't keep up with passwords. There are so many of them. Please help. The most frequent advice given is to get a password manager, a secure online tool that organizes your myriad passwords and requires only that you remember a single master one. While that is considered the best way to protect yourself today, it's another technological layer that many people don't want to pay for. Some charge fees or manage across devices. Fortunately, there are other options. Lori Faith Craner, C-R-A-N-O-R, director of Carnegie Mellon University's Sci-Lab, that's C-Y-L-A-B, Usable Privacy and Security Laboratory, says the old-fashioned way is the best. People used to go around saying, don't write down your passwords. Ignore that advice. You should write down your passwords. Of course, keep that record someplace secure, not out in the open. other options. Web browsers like Chrome, Safari, or Firefox will remember passwords for you and autofill them the next time you visit that site. They can also suggest secure passwords created using a random combination of characters. This is generally a safe, secure way to go. Just remember that if you want to access those sites on other devices, you will need to sign into your browser account and have the sync function turned on. And there's always the forgot password method. As long as your email address or cell phone number is associated with the account you're trying to access, it's easy to reset your password to get back in. But the headache could be short-lived. John Scheier, S-H-I-E-R, a cybersecurity expert at Sophos, S-O-P-H-O-S, says a new technology called passkeys is gaining momentum. It replaces passwords by using your device's PIN, facial recognition, or a fingerprint scan. Article by Chris Morris. How can I transfer documents from my phone to my PC or between different phones? One method that started as a workaround but is now common is to email the file to yourself. You can then access that file on any device where you get your email, or upload the document to a cloud drive that can be accessed across devices. Article by J.U.Z. What You Asked Me. Nationally syndicated radio show host Kim Komando fields all sorts of questions about technology. Here are a few common and timely queries she has received this year. Question: I heard that printers can be hacked. How do you know if it's happened? Here are signs your printer's been hacked. 1. It starts printing blank pages or just a bunch of characters. Number 2. You notice print jobs you did not initiate. 3. Settings are changed without you knowing. Unplug the printer and find the reset button. It's usually on the back or the bottom of the printer. While pressing the reset button, plug in the printer and turn it on. In about 20 seconds, lights will flash to indicate the reset's done. Many printers have Wi-Fi passwords. Check your manual, and if yours has one, be sure to change it routinely. A phone retirement plan. Question: I'm selling my phone after I upgrade to a new one. How do I make sure all my info is wiped properly before someone else has it? Your phone probably contains sensitive data. Just hitting delete or doing a factory reset won't cut it, because advanced data recovery software can still pry open deleted files. First, do a factory reset. Visit your manufacturer's support site. Follow that up with a thorough data erase. This involves using specialized software that overwrites the phone's storage with random data. Afterward, it's almost impossible for anyone to retrieve what you had on the phone. Some options: iShredder at protectstar.com, free or paid options, or the Secure Eraser app, free. Cut to the recipe. Question: when looking up recipes online, I get fed up with scrolling so much just to get to the info I want. Any tricks? Some websites have a go directly to recipe button, or there's a fantastic app and website called Just the Recipe that can help. Copy the URL for the recipe page you're on, paste it into the blank field at justtherecipe.com, then hit enter. The recipe ingredients and steps will be clearly displayed. If you're using the app, you can save your favorite recipes to a personal cookbook. Kim Komando's weekly 3-hour radio show about technology airs on 425 stations. Her latest project is The Current, a personal tech newsletter. Yeah, I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Vision News. I'm Doris Hyde, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Today's episode is underwritten by the Apex Lions Club, serving the community since 1937 by providing services and financial support for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. To learn more about the services provided by the Apex Lions Club, go to apexlions.org. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, NC Reading Service.